You're probably already using filters, inbox rules, AI summaries, maybe three different dashboards. And yet your brain still feels like an airport control tower at rush hour. Everything is important, everything is urgent, and your judgment is constantly getting interrupted. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Better filters won't save you if you haven't explicitly defined what counts as a signal in the first place. If you don't define signal, the tools will define it for you, and their default is maximum interruption.
Exactly. You can have six different AI agents tidying your inbox and still be drowning. Because the real problem isn't clutter, it's criteria. The system reveals the truth. If everything can land in your attention, you don't actually have a system yet. You have a polite chaos.
Today, we're going to fix that. In this briefing, we'll walk through something I call the executive signal inventory. Think of it as a one-page map of the few information flows that genuinely move the needle for you, and a ranking system that tells both humans and AI what gets through and what doesn't. We'll keep it tight. One core idea, three steps. List, label, limit. By the end, you'll have a simple way to reduce cognitive load, sharpen your judgment, and force every tool, agent, and report to sit inside a clear signal hierarchy. Clarity is leverage. This is clarity at the input layer.
And if you're listening while commuting, walking, or between meetings, don't worry about capturing everything. Just aim to leave this episode with one thing, your first draft list of real signals, not just tools.
Let's define the asset first. An executive signal inventory is not another dashboard, and it's not an Airtable with 40 columns. It's a single page, physical or digital, that answers three questions. Question 1. What are the recurring information flows that actually affect the decisions you're responsible for? Not everything you see, just the streams that move real choices. Question 2. For each stream, which decision does it support? Financial, people, operational, strategic, and how often should it hit your attention at an ideal cadence? And question 3. Of all those streams, which ones are tier 1? Meaning, if you miss this, your downside risk or upside opportunity materially changes.
The key shift here is this. You're no longer thinking in terms of apps, inboxes, or senders. You're thinking in terms of decisions. Patterns create power. Once you see which decisions really govern your outcomes, you can design information around them instead of around whoever happens to ping you.
That's the inventory in concept. Now let's make it concrete with the three-step process. List, label, limit. Step 1 is list. For a typical week, what is actually hitting your brain? Not what you wish were happening, what is happening? On that single page, draw three simple columns. Column 1, channel or artifact. Column 2, source. Column 3, frequency, right now. Channel or artifact is the form. Daily revenue dashboard. Slack, priority channel. Weekly product metrics email. Standing Monday leadership meeting. AI-generated customer summary. Investor updates. Whatever it is. Source is the origin. Finance lead. Head of people. Customer success. Your AI agent. that one client who writes novels in email.
And then frequency is just reality. Do you see it daily, hourly, only when there's a fire? Do you get five different versions of the same metric from five different tools? Write it down exactly as it happens. No editing yet. The discipline here is honesty. This is not a resume. It's an X-ray. If you check a metrics dashboard 10 times a day, or your day gets shaped by that one noisy group chat, it belongs on the list. Precision drives agency.
Give yourself 10 minutes to do this. You'll be surprised how quickly the list grows. Email categories, chat channels, Notion updates, calendar alerts, texts, AI digests, even those ad hoc looms someone keeps sending you. Once you see it all on one page, the real pattern emerges. Your attention is being allocated by default, not by design.
And if you're leading a team, you can also ask one or two direct reports to do the same exercise. You'll quickly see whether the informational burden around you is coherent or just accumulated.
Step two is label. Now we reframe every item on that list by decision type and ideal cadence. Next to each stream, add two labels. First, the decision domain. Second, the ideal frequency if you were designing this from scratch. For decision domain, keep it simple. Financial decisions, cash, runway, revenue, cost. People decisions, hiring, performance, morale, key roles. Operational decisions, throughput, reliability, customer experience. Strategic decisions, direction, bets, market position, portfolio choices.
If a weekly metrics email mostly influences pricing and spend, that's financial. If a Slack channel mostly shapes who gets promoted or who gets staffed where, that's people. That ops dashboard about shipping times, operational. And a quarterly market landscape memo, strategic. The point is to force a simple question. What decision does this actually change? If there's no clear answer, it's probably not a signal. It's just information.
Then you relabel frequency. Forget how often it currently pings you. Ask, if I were protecting my best judgment, how often would I want this to update? Some streams should be real-time or near-real-time, critical infrastructure, large transactions, major incidents. Some should be daily, core revenue, cash position, one operational health metric. Some should be weekly or even monthly, deeper strategic reviews, people analytics, longer cycle KPIs.
What usually jumps out here is misalignment. You realize you're getting real-time notifications for things that only need weekly review, and quarterly-level information drips in randomly whenever someone remembers. Once each stream has a decision and an ideal frequency, you can begin to see your real architecture of attention. Not apps, not senders, decisions and cadences.
Now, step three, limit. This is where the leverage is, and also where most people flinch. You are going to set a hard cap on Tier 1 signals. Tier 1 means this stream has permission to interrupt your day, adjust your plans, or demand your best judgment quickly. As a rule of thumb, most executives should have no more than 3 to 5 Tier 1 streams. Not 3 to 5 tools, 3 to 5 underlying signals.
For example, your Tier 1 list might be a daily revenue and cash snapshot, a distilled customer health and incident feed, a people and key role movement summary, and a short strategic risk and opportunity update. Almost everything else can be downgraded, batched, or eliminated. That status channel that feels urgent but never changes your decisions, batch it into a daily or weekly digest. The meeting that produces no decision, it's not a signal, it's a habit.
So, on your inventory page, you mark each stream as Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3. Tier 1, interrupt level, few in number. Tier 2, batched summaries at sensible intervals. Tier 3, optional, pull only. Your world does not break if you never see them. Then, and this is where it becomes real, you change the environment. You adjust notification rules, calendar cadences, report templates, and AI routing so the world reflects that hierarchy.
Think of it as redesigning the pipes, not just labeling the water. If you keep the same fire hose but call it Tier 2, nothing changes. Your nervous system doesn't care about your spreadsheet. The system has to change how information reaches you.
Now, where does AI fit into all this? AI should be a router and a formatter, not another source of noise. Once you have your inventory, you can literally instruct your AI tools to operate inside it. For example, route everything related to financial decisions into a single daily snapshot. Highlight only exceptions above a certain threshold, and suppress the rest unless I explicitly pull it.
Or you might say, consolidate all people-related signals, hiring pipeline, attrition risk, performance flags, into one weekly executive brief with a separate immediate alert only for truly critical events like a key leader exit. The point is that AI stops being a fire hose and starts being a customs officer. It checks the passport of each input. Which decision is this for? What tier is it? And how should it be formatted for your brain?
You can even have multiple agents coordinating. One agent ingests raw inputs, email, Slack, tools. Another agent applies your signal inventory rules, tag by decision domain, assign tier, adjust frequency. A third agent produces the actual briefings you see. But notice the sequence. You define the signal inventory first. Then you instrument tools and agents to obey it, not the other way around.
That sequence also protects you from a common failure mode, redesigning tools before redefining signals. If you tweak notifications and buy new dashboards without changing what qualifies as a signal, you've just created a prettier version of the same overwhelm.
Let's quickly run through the main failure modes to avoid. Failure mode 1. Confusing urgency with importance. Just because something arrives quickly, loudly, or from someone senior does not automatically make it Tier 1. Tier 1 is defined by impact on core decisions, not on decibels.
If your heart rate spikes when a certain name pops up in your inbox, that's a nervous system reaction, not a prioritization system. Your inventory is there to protect you from that reflex.
Failure mode 2. Over-pruning. You can absolutely go too far and cut out weak signals that matter, especially in fast-moving environments. To mitigate that, schedule a quarterly review of your inventory. Ask, what did I miss because I pruned too hard? Where did a Tier 3 stream keep surfacing in postmortems? That's a candidate to upgrade.
And keep one or two deliberate weak signal channels in Tier 2. maybe a monthly synthesis of market shifts, or a periodic qualitative summary from the front lines. You don't want noise, but you also don't want to be blindsided.
Failure mode 3. Letting exceptions erode your limits. The first time you make an exception, you're negotiating with your future self. The 10th time, you no longer have a system. The fix is simple but uncomfortable. Treat exceptions as temporary, explicit experiments. If something keeps demanding Tier 1 attention, you either promote it intentionally or you route it through an existing Tier 1 stream. No silent upgrades.
Remember, the system reveals the truth. If you consistently override your own inventory, it's telling you that either your environment is misaligned or your stated priorities are aspirational, not real. That's valuable information.
Let's close with a concrete action you can take today in 10 minutes or less. First, create your draft executive signal inventory on a single page. 3 columns: channel or artifact, source, and current frequency. Just list what actually hits your attention in a typical week. Second, add 2 labels to each item: which decision domain it supports, financial, people, operational, or strategic, and what the ideal cadence would be if you designed it from scratch. Third, circle or highlight no more than 3 Tier 1 signals you're willing to consciously track for the next 2 weeks. Just 3. Then make 1 environment change for each. Modify a notification, adjust a report, or give your AI a routing rule.
You'll feel the difference faster than you expect. Less thrash, fewer decision fragments, more coherent days. Patterns create power, and this is how you reclaim the pattern of your own attention.
If this was useful and you want more 10-minute briefings that turn information into leverage, make sure you follow or subscribe to The Agentic Executive wherever you're listening. You're not short on tools. You're short on defined signals. Fix that, and everything else compounds. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.